only the high priest and the high priest alone knew how to make up that ingredient. Now, no one else knew how to make up that ingredient. Now, if they offer up here as a stranger, they have to pull them out of here. They put the wrong thing on that offer, they put off that incense. Now, those four main ingredients were also corn. They were corresponding with the tetragrammaton, YHWH. Just like Esau, only one of those four major ingredients of this era. I mean, the four major ingredients are known, but the right to put it together, like it is supposed to be, only Yahweh Lord to do this. Now, look. Now, over here, you got the seven branch eight order. Now, we know that there are more than seven branches to it, but there are only seven branches that pump oxygenated blood throughout the heart. You understand? Which correlates, of course, by the seven branches on the camel that they give. Then you have your table of two branches correlating with your heart right here. Now, on there you had 12 loaves of bread that was presented. That was given to them from the tribes themselves, from the 12 tribes. See? Now, that was a substance that the high priest ate. See? Which correlates also with your physical body. Your physical body, see, you have in a normal male, it takes about, 12 pints of blood. See, which correlates with that 12 loaves of bread on that table. Now, showing you how that Yahweh is still operating. Now, look, you had your sacrifice down here, see? Then you had, now look, you had your blood. Then look, when they went through the Red Sea, now Pharaoh and his folks, they were drowned in the Red Sea. So therefore, all those bodies that were in the Red Sea, you can see that the Red Sea would have been red from that blood, see? Now you had that cloud, which was correlating with this here spirit, or this holy anointed oil that the high priest had to be, that the priest had to be quickened with, correlating also with your brethren land right there. See, you had that cloud that was leading them out. See, Yahshua the Messiah coming in, see? Now he says that he said, now look, your fathers, they ate of that bread that raised down there in the wilderness, but they all died. But see, now he was that bread that made that bread that he would never die. See? Or he was a true bread. See, now you have bread on this table here, showing you that you had to have bread out here in this wilderness. See? That's one reason why that manna that was laid out, that was the main thing that they made up, he was that bread. And there's another thing about that manna that rained down there in the wilderness for that 40 years. Now look, all of them did not prepare that manna. I mean, you have different bodies on the floor, but still the same man, or the same spirit. You understand this? They're being fed, my woman. The congregation is being fed. Now look, also, after being out here, being out to the ground, now he came in here to fulfill. Now look, he stated that he was that lamb that was sacrificed, and he stated that he, look, God identified him. He said, behold the Lamb of Yahweh that come to take away the sins of the world. And so he was that lamb. You know how that lamb died down there? Did you know how this man was at the time, how you had to have those four points of blood? Then he said that he was the door. So if you see what happened to the door here, then you can see the four points of blood. There was the door there. Then the Jehovah's Witnesses stated that he was nailed to the stake. That just rules all that ignorance out. That's what we done is trying to do, is show you how the Yahweh is going by a pattern. If you look at that pattern, see. Then once you got the pattern, then you got there. You understand? Look. And then all the way through your Bible, all the different events and everything that are taking place. Everything is correlating to this pattern. And you take you go down to the smallest building block, which is the smallest piece of matter that there is. You have the atom, which is composed of electron, proton, and neutron. You get down to the cell, you got the nucleus, the nucleus, the cell body. But what I'm trying to show you is this. Everything is going according to that pattern. And that as long as you got the pattern of the yardstick to go by, then you will not have all the confusion. Everybody will have to come up with the same measurement. If they're using the same measuring rod, see? And that is the rod that Yahweh alone gave to mankind to use, see? And he stated over in Exodus, see? He said, now, wait for the wilderness. Now, look, make sure that you have all things according to the pattern. Yahweh called the pattern, not which for divine metaphysical reason. You understand? Now, look, all the time, let me ask you, see? Is that you come down, see, and sit down, and weigh out, see, what we say. Just take it and check it out. You take it and check it out, then you will have to come up and say the same thing that we said when we came down here. And that is that Christendom is wrong. And that this is the truth.
We have been with us this morning. Pastor Ira Bell Jones. He came to class this morning by the results of hearing our broadcast that we had every Saturday morning at 6:30 on KTYS. The next speaker for the morning will be the founder of our school, Dr. Henry C. King.
I don't know whether everybody, I've tried my best to tell you all, to look at the TV, pay attention to it, to every Sunday morning. Now they have them radio preachers.
Yeah.
Next time, Bob, you Hayden or Dee Horn or whatever his name is. And they have them Oregon, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And they have another one here in California. Now, I want to say what they all were talking about this morning. Every last one of them was talking about the soon coming of Jesus.
Yeah, they were.
They said something is fixing to happen to us soon. Now, that's what they all were talking about. Well, I wanted to remind you to do that. And if you do that, you learn yourself some things that you should know about what's going on. It's not a bad idea to read the newspaper a little bit, too. Find out something about what's going on. Now, another thing I wanted to mention to you this morning, Dr. Mitchell, New York, Dean, called and talked with me before I come to you this morning. And they have a student. I asked you to say it here about it again. They had a student who filled out the Pennsylvania. And those people are going from Philadelphia to Pennsylvania over into New York. And whenever they can, you see, they go from New York down to Pennsylvania.
So
we don't say anything about it here. And Dr. Hodo just told me Dr. Mitchell, being over there, born from Detroit, Michigan, over into Akron. Now, this is what I want to get over to. I think you should look at Matthew 24, 14, 15. And I want to show you.
And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
Now he's setting up in the mountain. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to the people.
Yes. Yes.
And he said, now this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
About a witness unto all nations.
About a witness unto all nations.
And then shall the end come.
And then shall the end come. Now that's what all the radio preachers are concerned about. Billy Graham said, by 1980, he will have evangelized the world. And Rex Dunbar this morning spoke about it like this. He said, Yahweh has provided a means. I didn't say Yahweh, he said God has provided the means of communication by television, radio, and all of the God made man wise enough to do that. And it don't take a whole lot of time to preach the gospel all over the world by these methods. And the gospel of the king shall be preached in all the world. And then it talks about the coming of Jesus. See? They say it's going to come down on fire. You see? Now, this is what was in my mind. See, when they were talking. You're going to have to read this.
Okay.
The fourth epistle of John. And while we're speaking about the fourth epistle of John,
okay,
we want you to know there's no such a thing as a saint. And there in the Roman Catholic Church, that means that you're canonized in the Roman Catholic Church. That's what a saint is. So, why do you say St. John? There ain't no St. John. St. Mark. Now, nothing like that. And here they handed me a piece of paper this morning where the Pope Paul V is going to visit the tomb of St. Mark. And if the thing was as they say, why don't they go ahead and put them people on in here?
Yeah.
Pope is what? Now you listen to what we're saying, folks. We don't play down here. We mean business. And we just gonna tell you like it is. See? You're gonna have to face it anyhow. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're gonna have something. You want something now, you'll be there later. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna be doing no worrying about you going to the judge. You'll be there. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to read this.
The fourth epistle of John.
And begin with the first verse.
Beloved,
now, just a minute. Every time somebody gets up and reads in the Bible, beloved, every preacher, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Unitarian, Roman Catholic, or whatever you have, he says, beloved. He's talking to his audience in this congregation. He's calling them, be beloved. You see what I'm talking about? Now, don't make no difference what sex or cult they in their faith. And then the below. Now you got that all wrong. Now John is trying to get to the Jews.
Okay?
In Jerusalem. You see, that's what he's doing. And they worship his love. Them that have accepted justified Messiah as their Savior. In other words, they had the Holy Spirit in them. They were the beloved.
Right. All right. All right.
See, I want to straighten out on these words first. Okay. All right. Now, the beloved.
Believe not every spirit.
Believe not every spirit.
But try the spirit.
But try the spirit. Now, that's the reason why I brought that word beloved. Everybody says that they're the beloved. I'm going to make my best clear. All that means
the private spirit.
Private spirit. By what?
Whether they are of Yahweh.
Whether or not that they are of Yahweh. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I didn't hear that. Okay. And then the same man that wrote Revelation, too.
Mm-hmm.
All that means because many false prophets are
now listen. Now you try the Spirit.
See?
By the Spirit.
See?
Now there's a reason why it's right. Because there's many, not a few. And that's what you got over in the 24th chapter of Matthew. You have it in the 21st chapter of Luke, and you have it in the 13th chapter of Mark. See?
That right?
Yeah.
But many false prophets. And on down further, that he said they're already gone.
A lot of back there, even before the decree to be about.
Then see, he said that there were false prophets back there. You see? They've been already there.
Yeah.
You see?
You follow what I'm talking about?
All right, read.
Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you just wait a minute. Now, that's your hold up. That's off of this That right?
Right.
Now that was not him preaching.
That's right. That's right.
Now we look at one another as being so this, that, and the other. No, it's the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you better. You say, all of
you. It was many false prophets.
I've gone out into the world. That right?
Right.
Now you know what we're reading, don't you?
Yes.
Now I'm saying this because it's been said many times here. But we want you to know that there's false prophets out in the world. And they have been all the way through. Okay? And all these religious organizations, they nothing new about it.
Right.
They have the Zelo, the Pharisees, the Scribes, the Essenes, and
Herodian.
They just had a whole bunch of them like that. Jesus. Yeah. They were right along with him. And say, listen, you know one thing? He never chose a one of them. Never selected a one of them out of that Sanhedrin council. Not a one. Now, how about that? All right, see them.
Hereby knows.
Now, wait a minute. Get this straight. Now, hereby, right for this.
All right. Know ye
the Spirit
of Yahweh.
Know ye the Spirit of Yahweh. By this.
All right, Jesus.
Every spirit.
That confesses.
That Yahweh the Messiah is coming. I told you that was what they were all talking about.
Yeah,
All this radio preaching this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now every spirit that's it. Now this is how you know about it. To tell who's false and who's true.
Okay?
Every spirit that's about it. That Joshua or Jesus is coming is of God.
No.
Or
is of God.
Now that ain't the way the Bible is.
Right.
See? Now they were all talking about him coming.
Right.
And John says, repeat.
Every spirit. That confesses that Yahweh the Messiah is God.
That every spirit that confesses that God is God.
Okay.
Now, right by there, this is what you go
about. Here it comes. Here. Now,
there you go.
And every spirit that confesses not,
and everyone that confesses not,
that he is coming, is
mm-hmm.
not a God.
Is not a God.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you getting that?
Yes.
Read.
And this is that spirit of
anti-Messiah,
mm-hmm.
or the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what that is.
Oh, no.
That's one of them false prophets.
How about that?
Can we read it out of the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Now we're not trying to tell you that he won't be revealed from hell.
That's not what we're trying to say.
He will be.
Now, how about that?
He can be today. This is the day of salvation. Now, this is what the pastor can do.
See?
Now, if you don't have death and spirit. So you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now here they are up there, and what they're saying is giving them away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where the problem is. You can't see spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all physical life.
You see?
You follow? Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul put the fiddle. Are you listening now?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? He said that Messiah, or Yahshua's Messiah, in you. That's the only hope. None of the
sky.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the only hope. There is no other hope. And it is him that's in these vessels. They know. You can't fool them.
They know. And everything is talking like that.
Now heaven is a terrible situation. Now there's three heavens. You see? Jehovah's Witness say that's heaven. Well, I understand what you mean by it. But nevertheless, you see. Now, this is what I want to make you want to come to. See, right now, sit in your seat right where you are, at just the right moment. You're in one stage of the
other.
Dr. Hodo
told you that. That's right. Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Now, when the all this happens, see, on the day of Pentecost, when that Holy Spirit was poured out, you might read in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now here's the problem. See, he went down to the cemetery and the spirit of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And body manifestation. And raised and took him to the
cemetery.
Right, that's why the world was lost down. And anything that's in there. You follow what I'm saying? And nothing at all. Right? Now that's what it is that's supposed to be in you. See? And then not only is him being in you, you in you. That's what the book says. See? Now this being revealed from heaven, I think I should touch that explain that to you. See? Now it just means this. Then what the people think, he's going to jump down from the sky on a cloud. That's what they think. And that's what they think you're talking about. And that's the way you read this Bible with a carnal mind, and that's what you put on the conclusion.
Because
behold, it comes to the cloud and never eyes for a priest. But you're fighting. And that's the way they listen to it. Well, when this cloud brought them up out of it, they said, it's $10. They didn't see a thing on
it. Right.
Are you listening now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you live in Costa Rica. You go right back to the Scotland. Here they live in Costa Rica. All the things you do are experienced by Dr. Holdo told you. And every time you come here, we're going to tell you the same thing. We will never miss. See? Now, everybody didn't see that. See? Because? Now, since everybody didn't see it, everybody didn't see that happen. They didn't see a demon was up here. None of them saw it, none of them. They saw this body. But they didn't see the devil. That's right. And he goes. You see, Moses witnessed that. You see, everybody looked down that mountain and said, the elders, they didn't see you. Moses in the middle of the cloud, alone and by himself.
He saw that. And Yahweh told him. Well, I think I ought to tell you in a way you can understand.
See, this Joshua is back to this. He was a man walking around in his dress.
He said, are you listening to me?
And Yahweh was incarnated in him. Yahweh, you know, was manifested to them back there in the person of Joshua.
Alright.
Now somebody would want to say this. Now he went up there with Moses.
That's all there is to talk to us.
And you look right straight in your Bible and see it again. And yet he says, you're uninformed, let's say it that way. So you can recognize it. You see?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I could say this. If you want to argue and say that that wasn't so. See, that when Joshua went up here, and he was the one, that was, and this wasn't God's chief representative. See? It was he himself incarnated in that body.
Are you listening?
I just my 10 minutes is about gone, but I thought that take what else to do. Now when he went up there, this is that which was incarnated in this physical body right here.
Okay?
Right here with Moses.
Okay?
Now some ignoramus were going to jump up and just do that. Now he said that he was coming to fulfill.
Isn't that what Captain Holdo told you?
Yeah.
Told you Captain Burke by the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the Institute, but to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody got to say. And he said that himself. Now listen, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
We want to find out now, according to what you saw in your New Testament. Well, it was so, what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know now whether he was a man. Okay. Walking around right now on the ground. You want to know now.
Okay.
Was that himself real?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Or in other words, we want to know whether he was a man in the flesh or not. Back in the Noah. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now how are you going to prove it? Well, if he said it comes to fulfill, that means it's got to be repeated.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Saw that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good? Mm-hmm.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
And he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Now there you've got the transfiguration up there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went up into the mountain. Joshua went up into the mountain. And transfigured before them, and they saw the God of Israel. They saw the Yahweh of Israel. And it was a man walking around in a physical body at that time. Now, Moses. So-called New Testament phrase, that's what it says. Then we will not be arguing around about whether it's back there or not.
Okay.
You think you're going to tell me
that?
But what? It doesn't seem that way. Matthew's saying, is that all that's going to say?
Right.
Well, if he wasn't the one who was back there with Moses, in the tank, never could have put it over here. Now, how about that? When we come along and try to tell people these things, see, then they think we're wrong about it.
Mm-hmm.
They think we don't know what we're talking about. They think we don't understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying here? Yes, we do. We do know that look.
Mm-hmm.
And that look, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation That's right. And we can straighten this thing out.
See?
Now, if you know, as Dr. Hodo called your attention to this, he said that Yahshua and his past begin at Moses. Now, I was talking to Dr. Nichols on the phone about this. Well, look, he also appeared unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. You see? And he also appeared unto Enoch, the seventh and Adam, over in the Andalusian. Well, if that's the case, why did he begin at Moses? Why did he begin with Enoch? Why did he begin with Adam? Why did he begin with Abraham?
Yeah. Oh, I say there's something
else. You
say there's something else here.
Yeah.
You say?
Have you thought about that? Well, I say, why did it begin then?
That I told him this morning.
If you look in the fifth chapter of John, you find out that he said that Moses wrote. Enoch never wrote a thing. Adam never wrote a thing. Abraham never wrote nothing. So he began with the man that wrote. And now you can get a good King James version of the Bible. See, this, I call it the teacher's Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Look in the front of it. Only if you want to. It was even written before I was born. I'm just only about 70 years old. They come the first of this month. And it was in there long. Before I was born.
These
names. Now, how did this get in there? Well, I was thinking, Moses wrote that. And that was all. You see? It's no new thing. See, in this King James version, they always got God, God, and Jesus Christ. Over the news. Right. They're not really the name. And you look. And you can get all twisted up. Okay? And all messed up. And if that's the whole little coat, if you can say, then you use any sense at all. Get any common part. In your family, I don't care what your father's name was. See? Even when you were conceived, and before you were born, and when you were born, your first name. See, I understood Dr. Hodo what he meant. So your first name was Jackson. See? Well, how did it happen your first name was Jackson? Because that's your father's name.
Right.
Now you see, just some simple things like that,
so
I have sense enough to see.
Right.
You don't understand. We should have stopped these things long ago. You see, if you just hadn't been going wrong. Now what happened now? It's the very end of that arena. Now what we are teaching is their first time here. I want them to know that this is not a little jumped up a five-by-night religious organization. This is not a church. This is a school. And that's what you come here for, is to learn. And you can expect us to tell you things that you don't know. Now, no need to be hiding. We know you don't know. So, give us some Bible. And no need to know more than we're talking about it either. Now, that's what my God is. You see? Now, you understand?
Yes.
And you're going to have to get on your perspective. Look here. When, in the third chapter of Exodus, when Yahweh told Moses what his name was, see? And I think it's in the sixth chapter, before then. See, he says that the people did not know him by the name of Yahweh.
Yes.
But they knew him by the name El Shaddai, which means Almighty Provider. See? He is still the Almighty Provider. See? But his name is Yahweh. Now, if he got sense enough to know what his name is, and you got sense enough to know what your name is, you see what I'm going on? Now, why would you let somebody come on and tell you that's not your name? You follow what I'm talking about? And if you come in the name of his Father, there's no way to know. This is what you're trying to know. Lord. God. Jesus Christ. Now, if you just sit and have that lying up here on your floor, this is what I'm saying to you. If it's Lord, it's translated as Father. See? And when you know him, or the word Son, it's translated as God. Now listen now. The Lord will be the Father of God. Get out.
That's right.
You see what I mean? But how you make these things is to listen to somebody that says really don't know. I wouldn't know you if you got away under the year of the year. I took a little name about it for 15 years. I didn't know you. Now, one other thing, and then I want to continue. Now, Dr. Gordo told you about these that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's Bible. Now, this is something for him. You might have to read this. If you do not, four, I think it's four, and six, read. Now, I want to say this. Now, you see there's no preaching.
person there.
Mm-hmm.
So every person is a complete unit within himself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So also is this so-called God. Now listen, folks. Pay attention now. Dr. Hobel told you this. Okay. Now he told you that home saw the light in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all? Mm-hmm. Is that what you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking about them false prophets,
false people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now look, when Moses got down, okay. Now this people doesn't have any hands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? And they didn't build it and carry it before he got down. They had the thing all broke up before he got down.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, then when he does come down, to build that tabernacle like Yahweh has told him to build, there were some fellas down there, hiding around this morning. Now look, that's not the way it's built.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, he was the only man that saw it up there in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, he was the only one that saw it up there. The only one that Yahweh did in second to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to stand, just like we have today.
Mm-hmm.
They got somebody down around all everywhere. They say, I'm standing up. He knows more about it than me. You want to talk about they know more about it than me. They said, I'll be built like that. Or I'll be built like that. Or I'll be built like something else. You say no. Now, let's see what the Lord is built like he
said.
Now, they took them 9 months.